أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. This whole surah is really a reply and an answer to those who were non-believers who did not believe in the day of Qiyamah. And they disbelieved in 10 aspects, so 10 reasons Allah Ta'ala proved and gave evidence that the day of Qiyamah is a reality. This is the one place only in the surah where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentions the rewards of those people who are righteous and upright in this world, who believed in Allah Ta'ala and who fulfilled His commandments. What the rewards are, this is the only section, the few ayats, where Allah refers to that. Otherwise, everywhere, فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّمِينَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّمِينَ. That these people who did falsified and did not believe in the day of Qiyamah, that what destruction there will be for them. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ظِلَانٍ وَعُيُونَ. Where on the one side, these people who disbelieved in the resurrection in the day of Qiyamah, what condition theirs will be. On the opposite side, those people who were muttaqeen, who had iman also, and who stayed away from sin also. And perchance any sin was committed, they made sincere tawbah from that also, and they came out of that sin. For such people on the day of Qiyamah, fi zilal, the wasaye mein hai, they will be in shade. There will be beautiful shade from them. The first shade they will have will be under the throne of Allah Ta'ala. There will be shade for them there also on the very severe and hot day of Qiyamah. And it will be cool and calm for them. In one hadith it is narrated, those who fast for Allah Ta'ala says, then on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be suffering in their heat, they will be sitting in the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will be their host, and Allah will feed them. So what great enjoyment won't they have on that day, when people they will see around them are suffering in the terrible heat, and giving hisab kitab, they will be enjoying and having the best of food with no difficulty whatsoever. And then in Jannat also, they will have beautiful shade. They won't suffer in any way. The various types of shade. We know that a person, he enjoys to sit in the shade which is very comfortable and very nice and pleasing to a person. So they will have that. As far as rozas are concerned, it is important for us. We are right on the doorstep of Ramadan. Ramadan is about to visit us, that we make our rozas, rozas, not only to stay hungry. That is, our tongue we control, our eyes we control, everything we control. And then we also, very important, that what we eat, we must make sure that it is halal. That is also very important. And the money with which we buy, that must be also halal. That is also very important. So the various aspects which ulama have written, 6 types of other things which we have to do to make a roza, a roza. Otherwise, just staying hungry is something else, and keeping a roza is something else. If we don't, our anger we don't control, backbiting we don't control, we don't control our eyes, etc., that we have to keep in mind. Wa'uyun, or nehrome. And these people will be in pure, they will be having wonderful rivers flowing under them. As it comes in other places, there will be a river of honey, a river of milk, a river of wine, which will not intoxicate a person, which he will enjoy tremendously. All various types of rivers there will be, of wonderful clear water, and what wonderful water there will be. So all this they will enjoy there in Jannat. وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ or mewe jis qisam ke wo chahe. And they will have fruit in Jannat, whatever type they will wish. In other words, whatever a person will desire, like sometimes a person might desire for a mango, but in this world it might not be in season. He might desire for a watermelon, but it's not in season. But for them, whenever and however, wherever they are, the fruit will come to them. We won't have to go, the shop is closed at the moment, or we are out of stock at the moment. No, it will be there for them all the time, and they will enjoy it so wonderfully also. Also, the fruit of Jannat, it is said, that here, for example, we eat a very wonderful tasting guava, but when we want to take the next bite, we see a worm come out from there. Whereas in Jannat, a hoor will come out from that fruit. A wonderful hoor will come out from that fruit. So all that is so great and enjoyable. And it will be said to them, Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'amalun. Khao aur piyo. Maze se badla un kaamu ka jo tum kiye, jo tumne kiye the. And it will be said, eat and drink, that you are now permitted to eat everything here. And you can just go on eating. You don't have to check any E numbers there. You don't have to check this is halal, that is doubtful. No, you just go and you eat, and with great relish and enjoyment. One is, we know a person is ill. For example, very high fever. He doesn't feel like eating anything. They force him to eat. They say you'll become very weak. Have a little bit soup. And he just one slice bread, he just eats half a slice, he says, I can't manage, I just can't take it. But there you will eat with great relish and enjoyment. And there will be no overeating there. There will be no burps after eating. There will be no difficulty. It will be just enjoyment. And all that is important that we understand. Bima kuntum ta'amalun. Badla un kaamu ka jo tumne kiye the. This will be in return for what you did in this world. So here is the time to qualify there. If we live our lives correctly, our iman we have to work on, our iman must be correctly. Then everything else, our ibadat, our business dealings, monetary affairs, etc., all these things must be our akhlaq, our character, all these things, how we interact and how we socialize in correct Islamic way. And if we will do this, and this is also all by the rahmat of Allah, that a person gets tawfiq. A person will enter Jannat only by the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And an expression of that rahmat is that Allah Ta'ala gives a person tawfiq of doing the righteous things and the right, and going in the right direction. So all this a person will get on the day of Qiyamah. So here is the time to qualify for it, that we live our lives correctly, and there a person will get all this enjoyment and permanently. And as we will read in front, this worldly life is a very temporary life. We just want to make ourselves happy here and enjoy ourselves here. This is just a temporary life. And then Allah Ta'ala with these ayats also says, وَيْلُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. خرابی ہے اس دن جھٹلانے والوں کی. That there will be great destruction and sorrow for those people who falsified the day of Qiyamah. The non-believers used to say that if there is life in the year after, if there will be Qiyamah and Jannah, then too we will be better than you people, better than the Muslims. Because what they enjoyed in this world, it went so much to their head that they thought no harm can come to them. So on that day, when they will see what great, great enjoyments Allah is giving to the Muslims, to those who lived according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then their sorrow will increase even more. That what we were falsifying and what we were falsely claiming, that if there is Qiyamah, if there is Akhirah, we will be still in a better position. Then they will and this will increase in their sorrow for those who falsified and did not believe in the day of Qiyamah. These will be the very serious consequences. May Allah give us tawfiq that we believe properly in the day of Qiyamah, and also with that belief we prepare accordingly also. And Allah has made it very, very easy also. A person just makes sincere tawbah, comes out of his or all his gunas, makes sincere tawbah, then he can also achieve all this.